Welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. This is episode number 367. My name is Carlos Alvarez, and I'll be your host for the show. On today's episode, we're doing this virtual, and we have my good friend, Rafael Veloz, on the show. Rafa's the founder of the award-winning creative agency, Shared Studio, and something special, which I'll share at the end. A few months back, he taught an incredible hands-on workshop at Wizards of Ecom Miami on creating DIY product videos and photos, even using your smartphone, which we're not going to go into that today on the show, but we've been trying to do monthly workshops since about 2020, and hands, not even a close second that was as good as this one. So welcome to the show, Rafa.
Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate the kind words. As always, you're the man. Thank you for having me. Really quick side note, before we get started, Carlos was like, oh, let me start recording because sometimes I forget to record. I was in Nickelodeon, working for Nickelodeon at the time. This is like 2017. And we were recording an extremely difficult shot. And I forgot to hit the record button. Oh, my God. I thought I was going to get fired that day. The executive producer, like, I don't know why he did it. I think God just went into his heart. It's like, let's just give him another shot. But I didn't get fired that day from Nickelodeon, thankfully. But I know the feeling, man. I know the feeling.
Bro, and I don't feel as bad, sorry, with mine. Like, Nickelodeon is Nickelodeon. But with me, it was somebody that I've known forever, and he really blew up in the space. He's got capitalism.com. It's Ryan Daniel Moran. He had a book out. I had him on the show. And to compound matters, not only did I not record, I never reached out to him and let him know. Like, I didn't have the stones to tell him that I didn't. So I'm always wondering if he's like, man, did I do so bad that this guy didn't even release my show? So it was, yeah. At least you owned it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Video is just one of your superpowers, in my humble opinion. And now you can see, I feel like, a new video type or placement on Amazon with every scroll is like the vibe that I have, right? You can't escape 100. It. I really wanted to go through, because I really admire the way you think, not just the quality of your videos, but the way you think, about video and creative and listings. So I wanted to go through what these video options are for sellers, and get your opinion on sort of like what should a goal be when someone is considering adding one of these, or how it can impact, I think, the best metric, and that's sales. So
yeah,
I want to do that with you. What do you think about, like, let's start with the most obvious one, right? And I'm assuming, like, correct me here, like, I'm assuming people mostly reach out to you for that hero video on the top of the listing. Is that fair?
Yes, that is completely right. That is the first video they think they should release. And I'll tell you why I'm saying they think they should release. The first thing is people go, I heard it from somebody. And actually, the first time I heard it, I was like, why is he saying that? But I meditated on it, and he's actually right. And he said, people go to Amazon to buy photos, not products. I was like, what is that? So that means that the metaphor he's saying is basically, people can't interact with your products. If you go to Walmart or if you go into Target, whatever, you can touch the product. You can kind of understand what it is. You have more of a feeling. You can actually touch the box. You can see the box, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? So when people go into Amazon, there's no way they can interact with their products as of now. Maybe a little bit of an AI if it's clothing or something for the house. But apart from that, they cannot interact with the product. So the only interaction they have is visual and through audio as well. Audio not that much, but visual 100%. And it's basically seeing the pictures and getting all the information through pictures and the video. So the first thing they should understand is that, yes, they're selling an amazing product, but if nobody can actually notice that through images or content, it's got to be very hard to sell it unless you're competing on pricing. And if you're competing on pricing, well, Carlos can tell you all about how hard it is to compete on pricing. But I would say, going back to your question, is I would say the first and most important video for me especially is the PPC video or the ad videos, because you want to get traffic into your listing. If you have an amazing video, but you have no traffic to your listing, what good is that video for you on Amazon?
Okay, so I don't want to go too deep right now into the ads. Like you're just like me. You're already there. Let me put you on the spot with a question then, right? I had this question forming in my mind as you were saying this, and what you said at the end almost like creates a second one. Do you feel on Amazon, like if you're looking at the same widget, right? Whatever's being sold, imagine they're the identical, same factory, or no, how about this? One of them is inferior quality and one of them is superior quality, right? But not inferior to the sense like this thing is just like falling apart, right? But like mediocre and superior quality product. The mediocre product has superior images and video, and the superior product has mediocre. So we're reversing it. You see what I'm saying? Which one wins on Amazon?
Well, this is definitely a feeling moment because there's no statistics. We don't know how many reviews. We don't know a lot of things. But just by the example that you're giving me, the quality perception is equal to the perception of the quality of, for me, the quality of the content, the perception of the quality of the content equals to the perception of the quality of the product. What does that mean? That translates to if your content looks bad, your product in the subconscious brain of your buyer is gonna be bad. When they get that mediocre widget, then they'll be like, oh my God, I got scammed. But hey, at least you got the sale, right? But if the widget has terrible marketing, then it's gonna be harder to sell compared to the actual widget that has good marketing.
So that's a really good point. So let's say somebody, I know a lot of people that when they're creating a listing, they're like, well, one of the boxes I kind of need to check here is I need to like stick a video up there in the hero image. So you're saying if that video, it applies to the creative as well, but just talking about video right now, you think if somebody puts a meh type of video up there, they're actually doing more harm on their listing than having none?
It depends. So, for example, there is an algorithm, and you definitely have more connections than I do, or more experience than I do in the space. But I think not even you really knows how the algorithm 100% works, unless you're within Amazon or you have the engineer who's like the head of the algorithm department, right? So, this is just me assuming based on experience, based on my empirical experience. You are going to tell the algorithm, the A9 algorithm, hey, I have a video up, so maybe I'm offering better a better buying experience to my consumer, to the consumer. But if you start getting traffic and you don't get any conversions, the algorithm is gonna say, hey, this person is not offering that good quality because people are not buying. They're seeing their listing, they're not buying. Maybe this person has less views, but it's getting more buys. Maybe this person offers a better quality product. And remember, Amazon doesn't care about you. Amazon cares that they sell. That's all they care about in the end, right? They make money. So it's normal. They care about the user experience and people buy their products on Amazon. So I would say that it can help you maybe drive traffic, but it's definitely, if you don't convert, it's definitely going to hurt you in the long run. That's my opinion.
No, I agree. I think getting into the second ad type, which you already touched on, which would be your video ads, your sponsored brand video ads, which I think a lot of people listening to this may not realize that this now means not just horizontal, but vertical video
Vertical.
ads as well with these video
Yeah.
ads. And you kind of alluded to that. When somebody has, let's say somebody has a limited budget of, a thousand, let's just say $1,000, right?
For video or for all the content?
No, let's just talk about the video. Like after everything else, they're left with $1,000. That's a good one. But after everything else that they nailed their product photography, they nailed their keywords and their listing creation. Like everything else is fine. They got $1,000 to spend on video. Do you think they should create the hero video, or do you think they should invest that in video ads?
I think they should try to do both in the way, in the following way. If you listen to me, you can even, I'm shooting myself in the foot right now, but you can definitely do this. This is for the WE audience only. But I would say have the company think of two videos, plan for two videos, and shoot at least one half of the videos. What does that mean? That means that tell them, hey, shoot all these shots, get all these shots, and then either edit them on your end or find an editor that's gotta be cheaper. So you have all the raw files, they give you all the raw files, and then you'll edit based on the placement of the video. But if you don't have any of these capabilities, you don't know how to, the idea for this for the PPC video, how are you gonna attack this PPC video or this sponsor ad brand ads video, I would say focus on the PPC video first and then on the hero video. If you can pull out both with a grand, definitely do it. Definitely do it. But if not, I would say with the PPC video. Did I answer your question?
No, I think you did good. Like that was very well thought out loud. Like that was on point. I wish, in the podcast where we used to get these Zooms, and we used to just post them on YouTube, and I think we used to not understand how really the YouTube algorithm worked and whatnot. But in this, I almost wish we still did that, because people listening to this, they're just audio only, but you're dropping some amazing information here, and you're at an actual shoot right now, like practicing what you preach. You have that, you have that, you have that, like that flash, that Hollywood like flash behind you that's happening. I just got I'm trying to like really revamp my YouTube studio, and I bought the Aputure, I think 300D2, and one of the settings on it is that, it looks like the paparazzi,
Strobe lighting.
like strobe lighting type thing, and you have some of that going on behind you. It looks pretty amazing. I'm like, man, why are we not putting this on YouTube?
Talking about YouTube, I completely forgot. This is a really good a really good little hack as well. If you are asking the studio for the source files, sometimes we, for example, charge you a little bit extra. Does that mean that means that we won't be able to work with you down the line, most likely, because you'll have all the control, which is normal, right? It's part of life, it's business. But if you are requesting the source files, make sure you tell them to film wider than usual. Why? Wider, I mean that if it's a close-up shot, make it a wide shot. Why? Because you have to think now, not just horizontal, but also vertical. So if you're going to edit this vertically and you shot it horizontally and it's not a wide shot, it's got to be very difficult to edit it for vertical format. So already think of where you're going to place it. Remember, the phone is literally our third arm. I'm pretty sure that a lot of you that are listening, if you are 5 minutes away from your house, 10, 15 minutes away from your house, and you forgot your phone, you'll go back to your house definitely, right? So it is your third arm. So remember to shoot as wide as possible, or if they can shoot a shot vertically and horizontally, even better. But just in case, if you're on a budget, tell them to shoot wide so you can edit for both aspect ratios.
That's a great tip. So you actually, to recap really those two points, you feel like somebody with a, assuming everything else was created great and they got $1,000 left, they should be able to really kind of like measure five times, cut once when it comes to shooting the video, and they might be able to knock out both of these placements, the hero video as well as the horizontal and vertical video assets that they could use for ads.
This will take a lot of their time. 100% it's going to take a lot of their time because now they'll have to micromanage and find the editor and come up with the script and all these things. But if they can, yes, I would definitely think they can pull it off.
So my next question really segues, I feel, perfectly with A plus video, so A plus premium video. But one of the first questions I have about this, really, I should have asked for the hero videos and the video ads. Do you see what converts better? Really high production. I call it avatar-esque quality production. So right, what high production, or what is also high production, but the appearance of it not being high production. So kind of looking like,
That's a great
amateur
question.
TikTok-ish, which I find requires even more skill a lot. It's not like you just randomly do it. Which one do you think converts better if you could only pick one?
That's a great question. I'm gonna be a little bit gray. I know you want black and white right now, but I'm gonna be a little bit gray. It depends on the product.
Sure.
It definitely depends on the product. I find that sometimes higher end commercials type tend to do way better than those amateur, quote unquote, amateur videos. But I found products that are like more, day-to-day use that are actually done better. I call it organically, quote unquote, organically. I'm trying to describe everything I do on camera since they're listening. Quote unquote, organically, because people feel like it's real. It's like, so we just shot a commercial and we did both. It's a lotion for a client. I can't disclose the client or what the
Of
lotion
course.
does, but it's a lotion that's going to help females at a certain point in their lifetime to have it as broad as possible. And we shot a very good commercial, and we also got the owner to tell her story on camera for the Premium A+ content video, because it's a product that it's very sensitive to the human body. So I want them to feel more trust. Hey, it's something that it's made from me to you. And it's also, we also have the bandwidth and capability to do something high end, because a lot of times also buyers, I don't know if you, if it has ever happened to you, it definitely has happened to me. But when you look at something that's poorly done and it's, the product is actually good and you buy it just because it's very interesting, you're like, oh my God, why didn't they invest more money at least into marketing? Or sometimes you've seen products that are, because they recommend it, but it looks so bad that you don't buy it. You feel this distrust. It has definitely happened to me. So yeah.
I compare that to, before I went full time in the e-commerce, one of my many jobs was I was working at Publix, which is a supermarket for anyone that doesn't know down here in South Florida with us. And I was applying for a like stock boy position, but I showed up in a suit and tie, even though we know. Even though we know I'm not going to be dressing like that at work, and that is not going to impact what I can and can't do as a stock boy, but it's a nod to I understand the etiquette here. And if I understand the etiquette, I probably also didn't cut any corners with the production and the quality and the safety of my product. Is that what you're hitting at?
100%. 100%. I don't know if we're tight on time.
No, we're
I
good.
have
For
some,
you,
yeah, we're
we're
good.
always good.
Thank you. Made you blush. I'm blushing, guys. I had a similar story. I was my After I graduated from film school in Florida, I went to Fullerton University in Orlando. I had this big dream, like, if I can make it in New York City, I'll make it anywhere in the world type of deal, the Big Apple, blah, blah. I moved to New York, had no money. I spent the first 2 months just eating square bread with a slice of cheese. And I remember I used to steal the sauces from my nearby McDonald's because I couldn't afford even ketchup. Like, it was bad. And I get goosebumps thinking of it, man. Like, it's crazy. And I remember I sent resumes to like 100 places. No one replied. I remember the first a friend, no, actually, my friend recommended me a group on Facebook, and that Facebook group led me to a tryout, you could say, and for production assistance, which is the lowest job on set or film set. And I got there on a suit and tie as well, and all the other PAs, production assistants, got there just dressed whatever. And when the AD sees my resume, he's like, "You have no experience whatsoever. Why should I hire? I have 20 kids out there that are like way better than you." I was like, "I mean, I don't know. I'm very committed." He's like, "Well, you know why I'm gonna hire you?" I'm like, "No, you gotta be first team PA, which means that you basically gotta be the assistant for the main actor or actress. And the reason I'm hiring you is because you smell decent and you look very decent. That's it." He like on the spot, he told me the film industry is very harsh.
Amazing
I've
what a
never
little
seen.
deodorant will do, huh?
Dude, yeah. And the main actress actually was Uma Thurman from Kill Bill.
Wow.
Yeah. So literally just perception. Perception is such a thing in the human. Think of like Tinder, all these apps, right? Where you didn't even know the human, but just based on how they look. That's how it's on Amazon. When you search for a deodorant, if you don't know anything about deodorants, you'll just see pictures. What deodorant is going to make you feel safer to use just based on pictures? not even reading it, which is the hero image. So yeah, let's go back to videos. Now we're going to go sidetrack on
no,
this.
Absolutely. No, that's good. Well, you know, one of these, you know, something we got to do, I'm going to commit to this on the show. I've been dodging it for a while. I have somebody, I don't know why I never thought of you or somebody from your team either, but I have somebody coming to Wizards of Econ Miami to help me figure out how to use my Zoom H8 with some mics so that I can start doing some in-person, you know, face-to-face podcast interviews. But I'm gonna get that
idea, man.
I'm gonna get that set up, and you're gonna be the first guest that when I do an episode like that in person. And we're gonna touch, I mean, film school, that story you just shared, all the way to a photo shoot in Wynwood right now, you know, to Nickelodeon. Like there's a lot I want to touch on in that. So it's worth doing an episode, and we're local, so we'll do it in person.
Yes, I understand.
This next video type, I don't think most people think about, because they maybe write it off as it's something that's not in their control. And in some cases, maybe it is. I'd like to really touch on this as more of the impact that it has. And this is going to be video reviews, when somebody does leave an actual video review. And we can tie this also in with the frequently asked questions section on Amazon. Something that I do, and I'm hoping it's not black hat. It definitely seems to be dark gray, but it's one of the things I do when I'm launching a product is on the product detail page. I get people on Fiverr and people I know to go in and ask questions about the product so that I can answer them and have them answered with video. Because a lot of people don't realize you can add video into those answers. You're able to control that, unlike, you know, a video review, unless you have your buddy leave a review, but you know, we know we shouldn't do that. What impact do you think, you know, what impact do you feel that has, static text review versus a video, assuming it's 5 stars?
Oh man. Ugh. Tremendously, people, like, let's use the logic. When was the last time that you're the listener, when was the last time you read something, what instructions, the back of the shampoo, what was the last time you assembled an IKEA furniture, which the instructions are so clear? I bet you've been like me, that you don't even read the instructions and then you have to go back to the instructions. So unless it's something very delicate, like, I don't know, maybe you're buying something for your newborn or things like that, most likely you're not going to read. People don't like reading anymore. Actually, attention span is like 3 seconds for videos. And that's thanks to social media and the amount of information that we have. So the difference between having something written and something in video that you can digest in 30 seconds, 15 seconds, 100%, it's oil and water, that's how we say.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so it's definitely that's not black hat. I would say it's a little bit grayish. I do the exact same thing with my clients, so do it as well for you guys.
Okay, we're gonna mark that one as gray. One of the, I don't know if you've dabbled in this, I started doing it just so I wouldn't be hypocritical teaching it and recommending it to other people in the community, is that Amazon influencer program. You got into it, or?
I have gotten into it. I got my first commissions for a toilet seat cover that I reviewed. So I'm thankful for that. But yes, I got into the Amazon influencer program. Yes, I did.
Yeah, we should get a few wizards together, local wizards together, and do like a podcast, and everyone talk about like the strangest product they've received Amazon influencer review commissions on. Right?
Oh, I've seen some strange things, bro. I see like, even like they can't do this, but like people have asked like to review sex toys, like 13 inches.
See, yeah. 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 No. So messing around with the Amazon influencer program from the side of an influencer or a creator has really opened my eyes to, now when I'm getting into the listing creation process, I'm going to add in, I want to fill up that bank of video reviews with Amazon influencer videos. So think of it, you know, if somebody, you know, somebody listening to this, think of it as user generated content, horizontal or vertical. Maybe if done strategically, like you mentioned, both, but that, you know, getting that and filling up your bank on your Amazon product detail page, like you were mentioning, is a really big deal.
So the Again, it depends on your budget, obviously, right? But the less money you have, the more creative you have to be. It's like that's just how it's been, at least for me. So if you have a limited budget, just get somebody from your house or your common friends. You're just gonna review video and then upload it or upload yourself or somebody. You can actually upload those videos, those influencer videos. But yes, you should definitely people trust other people, especially online. That's why reviews are so important because it's just people telling you that you should buy this product. I would say that if those since that's almost free because you can get anybody to do a video for you, friends, family, etc. Those are top of mind for me as well. Like those are automatic. Like it's like breathing. Like you're launching something, have UGC videos uploaded immediately, 100%.
Yeah, I agree. Not this isn't this next one's not video, but I'm gonna record an episode. Should be out next week or the week after this one is released with Gavin Goodvetch from Hexa ID. So it's like immersive experience. So it's just showing the product in a different way, like with augmented reality in your home or that 360 view look. So I think it's similar to what we're talking about in the sense of people just converting better with video.
Yes, and it's not just the, I mean, obviously it's the videos, but it's also what story you tell in the video. I think this is very important. Depending where the video is placed, you should tell a different story. The hero video, the main video, the carousel video shouldn't be the same video as the UGC video. You could say the exact same thing, but you can say it a different way. Or, and those videos should not be the same as the video in the, or you shouldn't tell the exact same story that you have in the Premium A Plus video. For example, if you're sitting on a lotion that's very, for kids, diaper rash. Imagine it's a newborn, right? Parents, I don't have a kid, Carla has two. But I'm pretty sure that his first one, he was like, oh my God, I have to be super sure that this is not gonna hurt this little human that is so fragile. The second one, he's like,
Oh
ah,
yeah.
whatever, just put water on it. In the
The
first
second
one.
one is just swallow it. Just swallow it.
So for the first one, maybe Carlos went and like, oh, let me find out a little bit more about this product. So the story that you're telling, depending on the placement of the video, and how the video is even edited or shot is definitely something you should consider. A hero video is not the same thing as a video ads. The length shouldn't be the same. The call to action shouldn't be the same. Even the keywords that you're trying to promote shouldn't be the same. For example, for the PPC video, if you're, let's say they're doing an exact keyword match and it's something, let's use garlic press, golden garlic press, make sure the first shot, it's a golden garlic press. They automatically see our golden garlic press is the best one because X, Y, and Z, right? But make sure that you're attacking that keyword specifically for the PPC videos. And with your image, you can say where the gold comes from and all these other stuff, whatever.
Oh, that's gold. The last video type I want to touch on is, and then I want to briefly mention this new opportunity that you've launched is SBTV, sponsored brand TV. Th this was actually the genesis of like us putting an idea together to come on the show. Like this episode was actually almost an SBTV rundown, right? What I'm very excited about this. And for people listening to this is, I haven't heard of it. This is, you're now, just think of a commercial you see on TV. Like you're now able to
That's it.
almost a la carte run a commercial from Amazon. So sponsored brand television. Can you share what you know about that? Sort of what works? I know this is a higher ticket. You know, this is not where you break out your Mid-Journey and like, talk to me a little about SBTV and what sort of opportunity you think it is.
The first thing I should say, this is a top of funnel marketing strategy, means that it's mainly for awareness. You can track how many add to carts you had, but Amazon doesn't give you, at least when I ran the test, doesn't give you the how many buys you got, how much money you made from this exactly. So this is like a top of funnel. This is brand awareness, all right? And also it's a bit expensive, I'll be honest, it's a bit expensive. So As you know, Amazon is just a monster, a beast, and it started buying a bunch of things. The last acquisition that they got that I heard of, or I read at least, was Diamond Sports, which is the owner of Bally Sports. I don't know if it's Diamond Sports, something Diamond, maybe it's like Diamond Media LLC, whatever. They have Bally Sports, and Bally Sports has the rights to NHL, NFL, a bunch of these sports, a bunch. Also, Amazon bought MGM, right? Studios. They just released a movie with the notorious Conor McGregor, right? And who was whatever. They just released a movie, huge movie. Amazon bought also made and buy. They made a partnership with PBC Boxing. That's the promotion house that ran the Pacquiao fight against Mayweather. That was the biggest fight in history. So imagine pay-per-view numbers. So imagine that you're selling boxing gloves, and in the mid of the third round, a little commercial, 15-second commercial of your boxing gloves is appears on the television, and you also have a QR code. Maybe they didn't scan the QR code, but they definitely saw those boxing gloves. And imagine that your boxing gloves are very unique. They're bright, I don't know, green with red dots. When they go on Amazon, and maybe they have a kid, when they go on Amazon and they look for boxing gloves, they'll see those gloves. And if they see those gloves, some countries, they're like, this is safe. I feel safe with this because my brain has seen it somewhere else. That's why Coca-Cola, which everybody has drank Coca-Cola at least once in a lifetime, still runs commercial. Everybody knows about Coca-Cola, but why are they trying to be on top of mind? Because they know that's a must. So sponsored brands TV is basically Amazon's way. Oh, by the way, oh, Amazon also has the Fire Stick, right? Which you can see HBO and all these other networks, CNN, Fox, all these other networks. So you can put your commercial on these networks if they're watching it through a Fire Stick or Fire TV. Also, if it's Amazon owned, most likely they'll see it as well. So it's what it says. It's sponsored brand ads for television. Basically, that's what it is. It means that you will be able to run your commercial for your product on television. That's why it's a little bit more expensive, because it's very hard to see a commercial that's poorly made that does really good, unless you're Kanye West, but you have to be Kanye West to run a commercial that's very bad, but it does really good on the Super Bowl. But you have to be Kanye West for that.
Sure. A few things to add to that I think is super exciting, and not this part. By the way, to add to the list of powerhouses you mentioned, these production houses, they have the streaming rights. I think it's to Thursday Night Football or something like that. So
Yeah. Yep, they do.
the powerful thing here beyond that, if that's not enough for somebody, is you and I could be watching Thursday Night Football.
Yep.
And we can see different ads.
Yep.
So it's very dynamic
Yep.
in the types of
Algorithm.
ads that are there. So, and then if somebody, I guess, wanted to go back and watch the replay, it's everywhere else, you'd be seeing the same commercial that everybody saw. Here, it could change. So
Yep.
I think that does a lot to keep the cost low. And I don't want to seem out of touch. It's not an ad type for everyone. I'm seeing that the low end of the budget should be about $10,000-$15,000 a month. And yeah, so like that's, but again, that's a beginner shouldn't be messing around with that. But on Amazon, if you're doing your stuff right and you've got your creative down, you've hit on all these video types, you had great product selection, that sort of ad spend or that sort of reality to get your product on a commercial is
No,
not
makes sense.
unrealistic. Yeah.
No, there are people who are making $1 million a month on Amazon. Like, there's a lot of people actually who are making really good money on Amazon monthly. Amazon is the biggest e-commerce platform in the world. Biggest, like, Prime users are way more than a lot of countries combined. Huge, like all countries, like a lot of countries combined. So I don't know if I have enough time, but I did write a case study for a sponsored brand that's TV commercial. I don't know if you want me to share it.
I would say send me the link so that people listening to this can go in the show notes if you have like a link to asset, and then I can put it there so that people can visually see it. But
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But what I would say is that it did had a lot of the complete watch through rate was like 99%. People had to watch the whole thing. So that's
insane.
good.
You'd spend $250,000 on the low end running commercials on TV prior to SBTV. So this is it's a great time to be an Amazon seller, if you will. Like, what Rafa, you have a new opportunity. You know, you're known and won a ton of awards with Shared Studio. But you recently launched a budget friendly option. I feel the need to say I didn't find Share It Studio to be expensive. I want to put that out there. So like, right. So I don't want to like scare people away from Share It Studio either. Unfortunately, if you don't have experience with video, you might be thinking, oh, I'm just going to pay a video for $50 on Fiverr. And then, yeah, you might have some sticker shock when you check out Share It Studio. But with the types of investments we make into creative, I don't find Share It Studio, first of all, I think it to be a solid investment. So I'll put that out there, my
Thank
opinion.
you, thank you.
But you came out and launched a budget-friendly option for listing creation, product photo creation called Spirit Creative. Can you briefly share why you did that? When
Yes.
someone's deciding to work with you, what should they take into account on whether they should reach out to you as like Rafa Share It Studio or Rafa Spirit Creative, and how to get a hold of you?
That's great. So, super disclaimer: I didn't launch it. I partnered up with somebody else to launch it. So it's not into, like my sole focus and my heart is. I'm pointing to my heart right now. Whoever's listening is Share Studio because that's my baby. Even though a lot of people say don't consider companies as your babies, detach from them and sell them and flip them. But yeah. So I would say book a call with me and then we'll see. Where it's a better angle to go into this marketing aspect. But the reason why I decided to get into this endeavor is because there's a lot of Amazon has just gotten so expensive, man. Like everything's so expensive right now. Like fees are up. Everything's extremely, extremely expensive. You guys, as Amazon sellers, have to care about shipping, going to trade shows, going to this PPC, like, and then when you come to the creative side, you're like, oh man, now I have to pay thousands of dollars to have a freaking photo, video, A plus content design, and video. So there's some people who don't have the budget, and it's okay. So this is just trying to like get your feet wet so you understand. And I've seen so many clients who've like come to me, and they're like, Rafa, I don't have the budget. Then they go to another agency, and then 3 months down the line, they come back to me like, dude, I just wasted a bunch of time and money. Could you please help me? Like, I'm not trying to like lie to you in any way, shape, or form. This has happened to me many, many, many times. Because people are they what they see is what they buy. So if they see something bad, most likely they won't buy it unless it's very affordable. So that's why I honestly want to help. And obviously, this is like it's not about the money, but it's about the money. If you do good with spirits, and I know you will do good with spirits. You'll have enough budget at some point that you'll say, you know, Rafa, I think it's time to, take it up a notch. Let's try this. So I know that at some point in your Amazon journey, we'll work together. So maybe that's also one of the parts.
That's very well said. What's the best way for somebody to get a hold of you and I don't know, agree or disagree with you on things you said on the show, talk about working together, grab a cafecito in Miami if they're in Miami or coming through. What's the best way to contact you?
You have to go Saturdays at 1 p.m. to the Wizards of Ecom's meetup, and we can talk there.
I love it.
And also, you can no, for real, you guys should be. I've learned a lot. All that I know is that I don't know anything. So that being said, I've learned so many things at those events. I made really good friends as well. So if you're in Miami, or you can make the drive, or you can make a quick flight, you should definitely attend at least once or twice. And if you want to reach out to me personally, just hello at Share It Studio. So that's Share It, like you share something on social media. That's actually where the name comes from. We want to create content that's shareable on social media. So hello at shareitstudio.com. But yeah, man, come down to the WOE. We'll give you some empanadas, cafecito. You have a good time. You'll laugh.
I love it. The most important question on the show: what is your favorite book and why?
Oh, okay. These are two good ones. All right. So I think everybody has heard of this one, and it's called Traction. So Traction is like a little, you know, a little must-have book for not even agency owners or Amazon sellers. Any person who's starting a company, at least have it, at least read it. I think it's a must. It's very easy to read. It's very easy to digest. And the second one is, I'm split between Never Split the Difference and Crazy Times, but I'm gonna go with Crazy Times. Crazy Times, have
Really?
you heard of
Over
it?
Never Split the Difference. I got to hear this.
Yeah. So, and this is more personal, right? Because life is very hard. So why not make it easier by getting knowledge from other people? So Crazy Times is basically telling you the journey of somebody going through divorce. So I went through a divorce. It was painful, right? It was very painful. But at the end of the book, I was like, wow, if I would have read this, if I would have read this, this would have helped me a lot through my life, in my marriage. So this is not for people who are divorced. You can read it if you're divorced for sure. But this is actually for people who are in a relationship, and maybe your relationship is super healthy, and I'm super happy for you, honestly, from the bottom of my heart. But read it so you understand what things could fail. There's a saying, I don't know if it is in English, but in Spanish, like guerra avisada no mata soldado, meaning that if the war is announced, you won't die. Meaning that if you know that this could happen, you'll try to mitigate that damage. So crazy times. Yeah.
Very well said. I've not read it. You just cost me a couple dollars because now I need to buy this book. I will add really quick that Traction is like the blueprint,
Yeah.
almost the business Bible operating system that I have to continue to refer back to. We've not fully implemented everything, but if you like the book Traction, Rafa, and you've not already read it, he has Gino Wickman has Rocket Fuel and also has a
Yeah.
new one called Shine.
Oh, I haven't read that one.
I'm about halfway through Shine and it's great. It's
Yeah.
speaking, it feels like it's speaking in the same vein as Crazy Times as you described it, but from that
Really?
business perspective.
Ooh, I'm gonna have that one. No worries.
Yeah, and Rocket Fuel into the whole like integrator visionary relationship in a business. So I highly recommend it, Rafa. You're amazing. I look
Done.
forward all I'm already looking forward to having you back on the show. I hope we connect really soon, man. Thank you so much.
For sure. This Saturday, man. This Saturday.